Internet website Bankovní poplatky CZ, specializing in bank fees, has revealed that in 2010, Czech banks charged a record 38 billion crowns in bank fees. According to its analysis, every second, banks charged 1,216 crowns per person, a 60 crown increase apparently from the previous year. All in all, that adds up to more than 100 million crowns per day. The website's Patrik Nacher said the last time fees had seen such a similar increase was in 2006-2007. Several large banks only recently announced they would waive some client account fees depending on account volume and turnover.
A new super employment bureau begins operation in the Czech Republic in April, connecting 77 offices which have existed until now. The move is part of the government's plan to cut spending by streamlining bureaucracy concerning the payout of unemployment and other social benefits. The bureau will effectively take over some competencies until now held by local city halls. The Labour Minister, Jaromír Drábek, stressed that despite the restructuring, users would not notice the changes, continuing to communicate through some 409 local branches. The new super bureau, the minister estimated, will save the state some 180 million crowns in operational costs.
The Czech national carrier ČSA ended a co-chairing contract with Air France this week, a spokeswoman confirmed, as ČSA undergoes restructuring. Anna Hejsková confirmed that the airline had reassessed several of its commercial contracts as it prepared its summer timetable. In specific cases, including the routes between Prague and Paris, Strasbourg and Marseille, ČSA had decided to operate flights using its own planes only. Ms. Hejsková stressed that the state-controlled Czech carrier was not slamming the door on the SkyTeam Airline Alliance, in which Air France is a key player.
The Czech Republic's largest car maker, Škoda Auto, has placed 8th in automobile manufacturer ratings featured in the UK Reliability Index. The index is issued by the UK's extended warranty provider, Warranty Direct, which covers cars 3 to 10 years of age. Factored into this survey are all elements of repairs on vehicles, from the cost of parts to the frequency of failures. Škoda placed top among European manufacturers. Chevrolet, Honda and Suzuki finished in first through third spot.
And finally, the Czech energy giant ČEZ reported on Friday that it will have to temporarily shut down a 456-megawatt unit at the Dukovany nuclear power station, this due to repair of leaking piping in the containment area. In a statement released by the company, they said that the leak in vent piping would require a cooling down of the unit, Unit 4, and depressurization. The length of the shutdown is yet to be determined after tests are run at the weekend.